Hello! This is Stephen Barbara, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. My co-anchor to my left, Nikki G, is in the building.
Yo, yo! Welcome to episode number 4.
Yeah, we're still here, huh? How about that?
We're still here. We're here more than ever.
The toilet has not flushed on GFF.net yet.
No, we're going strong. Yeah, we're here. We're also on the internet. We're in iTunes now. You find us in iTunes. Search Gangsta Fantasy Football.
That's right. It's very easy to look up. Just go to your podcast app on your iPhone.
Yep.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Also, GangstaFantasyFootball.net. That's with an A.
That's right. Our webpage is up.
Our webpage is up. It's got all our episodes on there, too.
It's still under development. I hope to put a...
Oh, yeah. It's going to be constantly...
I hope to put a leg into that, hopefully, if not tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
At least get a couple more pages of content up.
Yeah, we had to grind hard to get to where we are, because, yeah.
It's true. It's been a fair amount of obstacles.
To be able to bring as much as we want on... Yeah,
getting our mic fucking stolen, struggling with the web page, getting it on iTunes.
Falling on a budget.
Oh, yeah. Y'all niggas think we got money?
But we're here.
Here we are, that's right.
So, with us as
in
always...
In the studio,
our good friend Don. How you doing today, Don?
Bigger and better and stronger.
Even than before, huh? How you feeling today, Don?
$5 million.
Donald, you look great. You always look great. You give a vibe to the whole studio...
How do you do that? How do you do that?
Have you ever had sex before?
And that's what does it?
That's how it's done.
All right.
Well, you know, it's true. We are bigger, stronger, and better than we've ever been.
Yeah.
The website's up. iTunes searches.
GangstaFantasyFootball.net.
I have so many websites. I have them all over the place.
Well, we just have one.
We have one.
We have one right now.
We have one and one that we tried to make.
And we're going to get some redirects, and it's all going to pan out. It's amazing.
Small potatoes.
Well, Donald, we don't have as many websites as you, but, we're working on it, huh?
You're a loser.
You fucking dumb.
All right. Good to have you here,
Donald. Yeah. It's great to be here. Well, Nikki G, how about that game last night, huh? Thursday night football.
Oh, man, it was fun.
Season's
fun to watch.
Underway.
I was very excited.
I can easily say that we both called that.
Yeah. We were saying Gronk from the beginning. Gronk.
We were saying once Brady. I said Brady's going to have a chip on his shoulder. Career game for him. 4 touchdowns. I mean...
3 to Gronk.
3 to Gronk, and...
you heard it here first. We said 3.
Yeah, don't act like you don't know. Yep. We fucking mainball that shit. We were dead on.
I think you said Brady with 4, and that's what he had.
Oh. Well,
and we said, 25 points. Yeah. And that's about what he had.
Yeah, 27.
That's why you listen.
He tied Gronk with most points, 27. What was it?
In our scoring's a little...
They both were under 100 and 300, so they were both still standard.
Yeah, about the same.
Yeah.
That's the big leagues.
When you can call a game like that, what, I think we called top scorer on Steelers would have been Brown. And
Antonio Brown, I think.
18?
20. And 20 in our, maybe like 18 or 19.
Yeah.
We got some weird bonuses. But Ben was like 19 something, so yeah, they're right around there. But
yeah. It was a great start. The one thing we didn't call, what's his name, the running back there.
D'Angelo Williams had a decent game, 13. I think we were just so focused on Le'Veon Bell being out, we didn't even realize, old boy. I'm a Panthers fan.
And he's spent a couple years there in Carolina, and he really,
still got it at 32. Makes me feel good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right. It makes me feel great. I'm laughing.
And let's see.
The running back for Patriots.
Dion
Lewis?
Dion Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a impressive game. I didn't see that coming either with Blunt.
Blunt's out, yep. And so they still got Brandon Bolden and Jonas Gray somewhere. So it's a tough situation, but Deion Lewis looked good, and Belichick plays whoever's hot.
Got the hot mic. He's
fucking up, not pissing him off.
He's not one to shy away from the hot foot. Shishimi's out. He fucking went out first week of preseason, I think. Again, a preseason injury.
And Scobie
missed two.
Oh, man,
redeemed himself by making two more, but I hope you didn't have him.
Still basically the difference in the game, though.
I hope you didn't have him starting somewhere. Starting off with, what, 0 points? One or two? That's
rough.
That's,
he was a pro bowler in Jacksonville.
That's kind of a tough flush. All right, moving right along. Oh, no, Chandler. We called that on Chandler. This is what I wanted to say on Chandler.
Yeah, you were saying Chandler. Iowa boy.
Played for Buffalo for a while.
Long time.
I want to say he's been in the league 10 years.
About 10, 11 years now, yeah.
Close to 10, maybe more. He's not a bad idea to throw on your team if you're in a pinch. There's always a chance that Gronk might go out, but
excuse me.
Yeah, I don't really know. I see that coming. He's got that brace on his arm. He just stiff arms his way to the end zone. I got Edelman and I got Gronk. Somebody help!
Yeah. I mean, I think Scott Chandler performed as well as Heath Miller did last night. However,
a 1 yard touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, you know. So
but,
yeah, I picked up Heath. He was still available in our league.
Yeah,
in quite a few. And
who did you drop for?
Denard Robinson. I picked him up late
the other
in the draft.
Robinson,
but
right?
Yeah, the other Robinson. You know, I'm watching Jacksonville this year.
Watching Jacksonville, the other Robinson. So what did Heath get? Do you know?
Who?
Heath Miller. What did he end up?
Seven, about 70 yards, something like that.
Looks like he got eight.
Looks like he got eight, huh?
So
80 yards.
Maybe a little bit better than Chandler.
Yeah, right about, you know.
Yeah. Not a bad play. If he's out there, not a bad pickup. I like it.
They certainly got potential. What were you saying over Witten, possibly?
Oh, well, I benched Heath Miller, and I'm going for Witten. I think Witten will score more than eight. I think he's got at least a touchdown and
30 yards.
Yeah, 50.
I like that as well.
Yeah.
I like that Sunday night matchup all day. Speaking of tight ends, the old Detroit tight end has parted ways with Detroit, and Arizona Cardinals have picked him up and signed
him. Detroit's had a lot of tight ends. Brandon Pettigrew is the one that comes to mind when you say that, but
always looking for a tight end.
Yeah, Joseph Fouria, he's negligible on my radar, if on it at all. I think he's owned by under 1%, and the Cardinals don't do much with the tight end. So, and they got Jermaine Gresham down there, who's going to be the number one, and he even sucks. So.
I like his dance moves, like you said.
Yeah, that's about all I like about Fouria, his dance moves. So, yeah.
Who cares?
That's exactly how I feel about that.
Let's see. I dropped Stevie Johnson.
Yeah, he shouldn't be rostered.
And I went ahead and picked up James Jones on Green Bay.
Yeah. Green Bay just picked him up because, obviously their receiver situation is hurting there, and Jones was a touchdown machine a couple years back when he's there, so obviously he's got some rapport and maybe still knows their system a bit, and he 14 touchdowns and 12?
Yeah, 14 touchdowns and 12. Still one of the leading receivers on Oakland last year. No buts about that.
Yeah, really, if you're going to play anybody from Oakland last year, he would probably been it.
I like his potential as maybe emerging late in the season.
I don't know about late in the season, but here early with Randall Cobb still banged up, and we'll see then.
Yeah, well,
I'm not betting on anything for late yet. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
It's all about the bet. That's how I got ODB and grabbed him early.
I think that's a great idea.
And then I went ahead and after a little further debate,
with myself, I decided I was going to go ahead and float on the defense for I got the Seahawks. So I'm going to float on the defense, and I'll be able to pick up Atlanta, which is what I really want.
Atlanta defense?
I really think Atlanta's got the strength of schedule figured out this year.
If I had the Seahawks defense, I wouldn't be looking at Atlanta defense.
For my bye week, that's all. I intend to play them the entire season. All
right.
But I'm always thinking about my bye week until it's over. So I went ahead and picked up Christine Michael, the other running back behind Randall, behind...
Christine, how's she doing?
Oh, what's his name? The guy we don't like in Dallas.
McFadden.
Looks like McFadden is probably going to get the nod to start. Whatever that's worth, I believe it's because...
I doubt he'll finish.
I think he'll split carries with Randall. But I think that it won't be, we both agree it won't be him. It could easily be Ruben. It could easily be Christine.
Randall, that is. Michael's trending upward. So if you're in a deeper league and you need a running back, you know, watch that situation.
Something to make or break later.
Our league's pretty shallow, so yeah. I'm stacked on running backs right now, so I'm not even, like,
you're not even flinching.
Too worried about that. But, you know, if you're in a deeper league, then maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Meatloaf.
What else you got?
My
for
mom
us?
Makes great meatloaf, by the way.
Mom!
Heckin' meatloaf!
We want it!
Oh, Lord.
So what else we got coming up this weekend?
We got my favorite here. I got Winston versus Wilson. Winston versus Mariota.
Famous Jameis. Yeah, this is like your favorite topic right now.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on this topic. You're right. I still am all over Tennessee.
I don't think it has a lot of fantasy impact at this point unless you've got room to put somebody on and wait.
I mean, I always am going to go back to your call on RG3.
Yeah, that's what it is. So if you got space, I'd take one of them. And look, you say Mariota. I say that's probably a good call, but I think if Winston's going to do it, it's this first year.
and you know what? I can straight up agree with you on that. Hands down, I don't know that he has any longevity necessarily.
Yeah. I see Mariota being a better quarterback over the long term, but maybe struggling to get it down this first year.
And I still don't buy Tampa. You still like Mike Evans and the rest of the
I think Tampa is up and coming.
Up and coming.
I like Lovie Smith.
And former Bears coach.
Yeah.
I also
took him to the Super Bowl.
I also am I'm going down on the Redskins. I think the Redskins are just a complete sell at all angles.
Lower on the Redskins? Is that even possible?
I like Morris, though. We're both in agreement on Morris, right?
Yeah, that's probably the highlight of that team. Jackson is obviously a talent, but he seems like he may be one of those bipolar guys that just sometimes
could be up, could be down.
Gets in his own way with his attitude and whatnot. I don't know though. But Morris though, he's always gonna be a good running back.
He's always gonna, you know, if he ever gets traded, he could be a good player.
A good player.
What I mean is, he could have better statistics.
Yeah, I think he's had, what, like over 1,000 yards every season he's been in the league, and
like
10 touchdowns at least or something like that.
Just unfortunately his team hasn't got it there for him.
I don't care if they win or not.
On the topic of Redskins, it looks like RG3 is cleared, concussion-wise. I don't know. Are they still going to start Cousins? I don't know. I don't think that it has any fantasy value, right?
No, probably not. They already named him Cousins the opening day starter, so I'd think that they're going with him. I don't know.
It'd be kind of tough to go back now after you flushed that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess what we're talking about here is good players on bad teams.
Yeah, that's today's kind of topic is the good players on bad teams.
Got it.
Well, you still like Allen on Jacksonville. And after further thought...
Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson.
That is, yeah.
After further thought, PPR league, I'm all over this guy. He's going to get a huge amount of targets. He's going to be a vacuum, too. He's going to suck it in.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I've been saying Jacksonville.
I'm not saying Jacksonville, but I like Robinson's impact as a fantasy player.
I like Allen Robinson. I like Julius Thomas when he comes back. And I like Blake Bortles a little bit.
That's probably the real question.
I think out for maybe four or something.
Yeah, 4 weeks. Is he gonna have the impact that he had on?
I think he can. I think with Bortles he can.
You see the potential.
I see big potential, big money.
$5 million.
Oh, that's a lot of money, Donald.
What other teams are bad?
The
Raiders are bad.
Murray, right?
Latavius?
Latavius Murray.
Yeah, I don't know.
Getting old, right?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
Seems like he's old. He might be a rookie, though.
I think he's pretty young.
I think he's a rookie. But over in the Bay Area, you get old quick.
You certainly can. Yeah, he'd probably be my number one on that team.
Cooper.
Yeah, I don't see any much value in Cooper.
You don't see the value in Cooper.
What has he done for me recently?
What have you done for me lately?
And what? Their quarterback situation isn't great over there. So
Carr?
Yeah.
Yeah, sell. Sell the shit out of Carr.
He might be good later.
I don't...
years?
I don't buy that at all. not even close. But... And, you know, to be fair, I don't buy any of the Raiders.
Yeah. Agreed.
Stay away. They got some of the best fans, though. I will give them that. But
yeah, I do like...
But who else is in that division?
And that's the AFC West, isn't it? So it's the Raiders, the Chiefs, Broncos,
and San Diego.
San Diego, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see them doing much of anything.
No.
Especially if they have to play the Chiefs twice, or if they have to play Denver twice. Yeah. I don't see that happening.
There's
so
three losses for sure.
Sell.
Okay, enough.
Okay.
Nobody cares about the Raiders. Who else is bad?
Who else is bad? What, Tampa Bay?
Yeah, we kind of went over them, I guess.
Mike Evans is still out.
I don't believe in their running backs. Evans is, I think he's going to play.
You think Evans is going to play?
You keep saying he's out, but I keep saying he's going to play.
I think he's out.
So, yeah. I mean, I hope he's out because my opponent's got him in his starting lineup right now. But I'm pretty sure he's going to play. Yeah, that's about all down there. I don't buy their running game. I know Doug Martin had that one good year, but, like, I don't know. Fell out. Who else is bad? The Browns are bad.
Evans is listed as questionable.
Yeah, he's going to play.
Hamstring.
Yeah, he'll play.
What were you saying there? The Browns.
They're bad.
They are very bad. What's their tight end?
I think didn't they trade him?
Maybe they
Jordan
did.
Cameron?
Cameron? Oh, you're right. He's
Cameron's trade. I don't know who their tight end is now. Tyler Eifert or something?
Traded, yeah.
Nobody that I want.
Nobody that I'm even looking at. Shit.
You can do better than that.
Yes, Donald, we need to keep talking. Maybe bad teams isn't our greatest topic, since there's nothing really to talk about with them.
They're really just kind of a skip over. I don't see anybody on Cleveland. I don't see anybody on any of these teams.
Nope.
That are having huge impact. So, moving right along here. Let's see. I got
upward trending players or anything.
Yeah,
over
let's
there?
See. You know, I am selling. I'm selling Jeremy Hill. I don't think that he is even top five. I don't think that he is number one. I don't think he's gonna average these crazy yards that everybody keeps saying. You know, he split carries with Bernard last year. Just about. He emerged late.
Yeah, pretty much took it over. And I think they're going to give it to him more, whereas Bernard was the number one to come in last year. I don't know. I think he's going to have a good year.
I personally think that he's the guy on Cincinnati's team to be the guy. I don't think that he has as great. I don't think he averages 5.6. I don't think he gets up there.
That's a crazy average anyway. I mean, even if you would average 4, it'd still be like, wow.
I think he's more of a 3.3 kind of guy.
Take that and run him every down.
Yeah, it certainly would work on fourth down.
Right to the end zone. If you get 3.3 and you got the right chain gang,
flip it in. The other thing I'm not buying is Baltimore. Everybody keeps picking them 11-5 to win the division. I don't know that I see it. I think I got the Steelers, honestly.
I probably got the Steelers, too. That's a tough division, though. I bet a wild card will
Baltimore,
come from there.
You know, Harbaugh, they're always spending a good fair amount of money over there.
Love Harbaugh.
You know, but I don't know that I see him take. What was it? What, a couple years back, all three of them made it.
Yeah, Cincy, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore.
You know, but I don't know. I don't think that this is their
football team is all Baltimore's got.
They're clearly banking on Baltimore. Oh, Lord. Shots fired.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I do have their running back.
Forsett, yeah. Hopefully they'll have a big year.
Their next guy out, Lorenzo.
Lorenzo Taliaferro.
Taliaferro,
something like that.
He's out. He's out. Somewhat owned in a high percentage of leagues, I thought it was.
Yeah, 35% or so on ESPN. And I definitely like possibly rostering him just to see what happens with Forsett, because Forsett's been around a while, and you know, you never know if last year was a fluke or not. So yeah, that's something to keep your eye on, and I'd still keep him on my bench if I had a spot for him.
Yeah, if you can
needed more depth at the running back position.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Here's some other surprising statistics. 57% of leagues. ESPN got Andre Williams, running back out of New York
Giants, the football Giants.
Yeah,
he's got some talent, but he's had injury issues, and Rashad Jennings looks to be the number one there, but keep your eye on Williams too.
Yeah, not something to skip over. You never know what can happen.
They've both had injury issues, yeah. So
another one that I see is high, and Nile Davis out of Kansas City,
he had some good games.
56.
Even last year when Jamal Charles played, he had some good high-scoring games.
He had some great special teams plays, too.
I think a little bit is worrying about Charles getting injured, so they'll throw Davis in. You know, they'll mix him in, too. And so if you need depth at running back, if you're in a deeper league, whatever, yeah, Nile Davis.
Here's another one that I find Hillman.
Denver, meh.
I think that's
sell it all the way.
Complete rubbish.
Yeah,
I don't see him getting anything. Another one, Reggie Bush. I mean, how long before Reggie Bush is going to be injured?
Well, he's behind Hyde there in San Francisco, and obviously he's getting older. It's crazy to think that it was like 2005 when he was at USC, just being like an acrobat on the field. Man, it makes me feel old.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I see that at all happening.
No. Yeah, it's kind of sad that Reggie's getting older, but, you know, yeah, I wouldn't pick him up unless I really needed somebody, I suppose.
And you can do better than that, as Donald would say.
Oh.
You know, I don't see any viable reason to have Bush on any league.
Nobody builds walls better than me, believe me.
Believe me.
Reggie.
Yep. Here's another one that, and you know, I might be biased on this one, so do stop me if I am here, Nicky G. Sankey. I like Sankey as he's going to be the guy to merge there at Tennessee. You know, I keep sounding like I'm solid on that. They picked up what, West?
Tavon?
Terrence. Kind of like, why would you go get Terrence West if you're not going to use him?
Here's why. Because Sankey sucks. Like, he was supposed to be the guy all last year, and what did he do?
Wasn't that his rookie year?
Sure. Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
So he got a lot better all of a sudden? I don't buy it. That's all.
Sit down.
But I've been wrong before.
Yeah, sure. Who knows? You know what? I'm still gonna go back, man. I like Atlanta this year.
For what?
I like Atlanta. I like Roddy White. I like
Roddy White's getting old.
I like Julio Jones. I like Matt Julio Ryan.
I think Julio Jones got the potential to be a top three.
Yeah, I do like Julio Jones this year. Something we weren't big on, didn't talk a lot about. He was solid all year. With those last two games, we kind of needed. He kind of had a little injury. Still tried to play, I think.
He was a little hurt all of last year, if I remember correctly. But yeah, man. I mean, he's still young and he's mega talented, and they throw a lot of passes. So yeah, I like. I mean, obviously, he's probably owned in 100% of leagues about. So. If you have him, play him for sure. He's the number one down there.
I'm loving the idea. Now here's one that I am calling now. I'm calling this early.
Let's hear it.
I want to call it. I want to make sure it gets called. Brandon Coleman, 6'6" guy, huge guy over there in New Orleans.
Huge.
Bigger and better. And stronger
than Colston for sure.
This is the guy that was at the Rugger, the Scarlet Knights. This is the guy.
Oh, the State University of New Jersey.
Yes, this was the guy. I think that this guy emerges as one of the better guys on the New Orleans Saints team. Something that I feel like we missed, we skipped over. With Graham gone, it's not going to be Colston. You know, I like potential to Coleman.
Yeah, he's not in a lot of leagues yet.
I'm going to go out there, and if I can find a spot, I'm going to pick him up.
Yeah.
Sit on him.
All the talk there is about Brandon Cooks, but, I mean, yeah.
I got him, too.
I like Cooks, too. But, yeah, 6'6", man, that's awesome. And
yeah,
Breeze likes those tall targets, and that's just like geometry there because he's short. You can see him.
Go.
it's a triangle.
Go right through the goalpost. Now, is that a fine this year? You remember?
Yeah, I think it was last year too.
Yeah, well, that's
maybe the year before.
That's
is that right? $5 million.
Now here's something. Here's something that. I think maybe we just slightly touched on.
What's that?
Percy Harvin.
Sucks.
He's been a punk. He's still a punk.
It's too bad because he's got the talent.
This is his opportunity. If he wants to continue to be somebody who has any value and makes any top dollar, he's got to do it now.
Yeah, time to be a man.
I mean, he's owned in 45% ESPN leagues.
That's wild.
That's so low compared to
where
he's been.
Yep. I mean, you just think about all the teams that he's bounced around to in just the past, like, year and a half. It went Vikings, Seahawks, Jets. What is he, Bills now?
Yep.
Yeah, just boom, 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 boom.
I think, did he go somewhere before he went to the
Seahawks?
Or after the Seahawks? Did he finish out there?
He went to the Jets for the end of last year, yeah, and now he's already at the Bills again.
Yeah.
He'll be somewhere else before the end of the year because he's fighting in the locker room or whatever.
Let's see here. Looking at the list. What is this about Rex Ryan you wanted to say?
Oh, I just wanted to take a step into talking about the interview I saw. Did you see the picture on his desk in that, what was it, ESPN or NFL Network? It looked like a picture of his wife. But anyway, I was just wondering if he knew what he was getting into when he started coaching football, or if...
You think he's got an affinity for feet, is what you're getting at.
It's known. But, yeah, I just wanted to just put that out there. Let it be known that that'll be a topic of conversation.
I know. That's all news.
That's what
to
I
me.
Bring to the table.
It's all news to me. I had no idea. And you brought this up. I didn't see the interview. I hadn't heard anything about it.
I thought everybody knew, but... If I can just inform one person, then I'm happy.
Yeah. He's got an affinity for feet.
Rex Ryan loves... He's in a foot porn.
He's in a foot porn.
It's like him and his wife were in a foot porn.
Wow. I don't even know what a foot porn is.
That was when he was big.
That was when... Oh, Lord. Well, let's see. What else we got? Anything else?
I mean, I don't know. We're up on iTunes. We got our website, gangstafantasyfootball.net.
.net, that's right. That's crucial.
It's pretty sweet at the moment.
Yeah.
We got a cool picture.
We got a sweet picture up. We're up on iTunes now.
Yeah.
You can search us on iTunes. Let's see. What we'll probably try and get one in Sunday morning.
I'd love to do one Sunday morning. Just run everything down real
quick.
Get a quick
rundown.
Might even just run down the matchups real quick.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Try and get a 20-second hot sheet.
Yeah.
Go right down it. Who we like and
I like that.
Yeah, that sounds good to me too. All right, well, I don't have anything else. I don't see any other topics.
No, I don't think so either.
Nope. All righty. Well, I'm Stephen Barbara.
I'm Nikki G.
This has been a Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast.
Yeah, also, thanks for being here, Donald.
You have been amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Donald. Our pleasure is always ours.
Yep.
Signing off.